Hello and welcome to another Trev and Ben podcast. Stand down, stand down. We are all safe.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah, no, just so we can all stand down. I don't know about you, but I've been on edge with this prisoner that had escaped.
Normal etiquette would say, you know, you'd say hello to your co-host before you just crack on with the main beef.
Not before we have dealt with the danger that we've all been facing. I mean, I'm not that far from Wandsworth, really. And it's been a worry. But we can stand down, Ben. You can relax. He's been recaptured. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Trev. I've got a mate who went to a sort of exclusive ping-pong-based restaurant thing. Yeah, it's in Battersea Power Station. My mate went to this sort of ping-pong-related restaurant thing where the whole theme is ping-pong. And I tell you what, I couldn't relax. I was so nervous.
What do you mean the whole theme is ping-pong-based? I mean, are they serving a lot of hard-boiled eggs?
No, it's really strange. It's like a ping pong table, like what Boris Johnson would call it, a whiff-waff room
or something like room. That.
And this was when this guy was still on the loose, and I thought, I can't relax. You could be in peril at your ping pong room.
He could be in there playing ping pong.
It could be.
Do you play ping pong in the restaurant, or is it just like the tables are ping pong tables?
No, you play it.
Oh, you do play? What, yeah. Between courses or?
I don't know. I'm not that interested in ping pong, but it sounded like a fun place. I'd give it a go.
I went to a German beer hall place in London Bridge, near London Bridge, a year or so back, and that's got a ping pong table in, but it's also got a pool table and a dartboard, and you rent that little area for, I don't know, you get it for half hour or something. But it's quite, I thought it was quite pricey. I think it was either a fiver or a tenner per person per event.
So that, I mean, they're fucking cheapskate. Fiver. That's not bad.
Yeah, when you think there's six of you playing ping pong or eight of you playing ping pong, they're getting 30 quid. They give you two measly balls. And I thought it's a lot of money. Then you move on to the pool, which you've paid for again. I thought, man, they're raking it in. Rake everywhere you turn, you're being scammed. So next time I go, I'm taking my own ping pong table, taking a little portable. Do you remember? Did you have one as a kid? We had a net that you clamped to the dining room table, so you turned your dining room table into a ping pong table.
That's a good idea. No, I didn't have one of those.
I'm sure my mum and dad will still have it in a cupboard, and I reckon next, if we ever go to that German place again, I'll just take that and I'll put it to the table that we're sitting having our beers on. So I'm not paying you fiver to go and play a bit of whiff waff.
So it'll be sod Battersea Power Station. It'll be me and you playing table tennis in a fucking Wetherspoons, will it?
Yes. I'm not a fan of combining eating and drinking with physical exercise. It's not a good thing running around doing ping pong when you've had a few pints. You feel sick.
Well, I think it's, I don't know if it counts as an extreme sport if there's an escaped terrorist on the loose. Does that count?
Yeah. Although,
it's an added level of jeopardy, isn't it?
I don't know whether we'd go into a ping pong themed restaurant or any restaurant, because his picture was plastered everywhere. So I think he'd be a bit daft to go in. I mean, the thing about if you're going to escape from prison, the thing that struck me about this man is the escape seemed very well planned, right? He dressed up in his sort of a kitchen chef's uniform, as far as I understand it.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And he waited for a delivery truck to arrive, and he must have had it all planned out that he would then crawl under the truck and just hang on for dear life as the van just drove him out. But I'm not sure he had much more of a plan beyond that, because when they eventually caught him, how long was he on the run for?
75 hours.
75. He got as far as fucking Chiswick.
Yes, he went 14 miles in 75 hours, which I calculate to be about 1.8 miles an hour, which terrible.
I don't think it was much of a plan. Because on the news, they were saying, you know, he's probably got an accomplice, so he would have got to a property somewhere. They said probably still in London, but he'll be holed up in a friend's house, probably somebody that will keep him hidden for maybe weeks until the hoo-ha had died down a little bit, which would then give him time to plan his... You think, no, he was just running around near a canal, doing nothing. This man was a soldier. Is this the sort of training we're giving them?
Also, was he caught? Was he apprehended on a bike riding down a canal path? It sounds like quite a leisurely day he was having.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was stopped doing a bit of fishing on the way. I don't know. I mean, it's... But then, you know, if you've never escaped from prison, we don't know what goes through your mind. The main thing is getting out, I suppose. If you can think, all I've got to do is get beyond the gates and then the rest, I'll play it by ear. But you must know that the world's going to be looking for you.
Well, to be fair, I was criticising his efforts of getting only about 14 miles away in all that time. And then Mrs. Ben did point out to me, well, it's not like he can really, you know, take the high streets, is it? He's got to go a bit around the houses. Yeah. So I thought, oh, fair enough. That's a good point,
I suppose. But then, or he probably has to wait till dark as well. He's probably got to, you know, hide in a bush for daytime hours and then move by night.
How did you learn that you know, you could relax? Because you're a lot closer to London than I am. But I mean, how did you learn it was, you know, breathe easy, he's recaptured?
I think it was an alert to my phone. That's not to say I had a special alert set up. I was that worried. It was just the BBC breaking news thing that pinged up. He's been recaptured. And I thought, well, that's good, because I was out at the time and I was keeping my eyes peeled.
Good man, responsible citizen.
I had a picture of him in my wallet. And I was going up to people, putting the picture against their face. Anyone who looked young, I was going, is that him? Anyone in car keys, or I was going through kitchens. I was, because I thought, he's probably got a job in a kitchen. He's got the uniform.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, he might be in my... I went to Domino's Pizza, went in their kitchen.
Because that's how kitchens work. Anyone wearing a chef's outfit can just come in and start working. No interview required. That's fine.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me about... I think it was about their son. I was quite drunk when we were having this conversation, so it's a little bit blurry. But I think it was their son they were telling me about. And he likes to wear the Domino's Pizza sort of T-shirt.
Right.
And I said, what a great ruse that is. Is he just going around popping in and picking up people's deliveries? Because you could go in with that, couldn't you? Just get loads of free pizzas. Yeah, I'm just taking these, mate. Yeah. Just go in with the T-shirt on. What a great idea that is.
It's not a bad ruse if you can pull it off, but you'd have to surely know who's ordered pizza.
No, you wouldn't. You just go into any old Domino's.
Oh, you actually go into the restaurant?
Yeah, you just go in.
Restaurant seems like quite a highfalutin word.
Yeah, yeah. You go into, I mean, you know, there are so many delivery drivers coming and going. You just walk in, you see some pizzas on the counter. You just go, delivery, I'll take them. Just pick them up, go.
It's probably a one-time grift, I'd have thought.
But you go, think of the branches.
True.
If you're prepared to put the mileage in, I reckon you could get a few, before the branches start putting out messages between themselves, I think you could get quite a few free pizzas that way. Just, I mean, I'm not condoning any sort of criminal act. I'm just thinking it would be a smart move for if you were desperate.
Overheads. I mean, you've got to pay for the travel, petrol, insurance, car maintenance, the Domino's T-shirt itself. It's quite a lot of output just to nick a few kind of nasty pizzas.
Why do you want insurance and petrol? Just go on the trains and buses, use public transport.
Oh, yeah, because the trains aren't expensive at all, are they? They're basically free, aren't they, these days?
Just hop on a train to the next Domino's pizza. worth it. It was just an idea. But anyway, they found him. And I don't know, as I say, I don't know what his plan was and where he was thinking he might end up. I just thought, because I was expecting Gazza to turn up to maybe help
fishing
out.
Rod, chicken.
Chicken. Yep. Whenever there's a manhunt, Gazza's there.
Do you want to know how I found out about it?
Go on.
And I must stress, I am not a subscriber or a regular viewer of GB News. But that was how I found out about it. And to be honest, once they broke the news, I was still none the wiser as to what had actually fucking happened.
But first, it's the news headlines. No, it's not. We're going straight to me. This is breaking news. It's fast happening. Because as we just said, with the terror man...
The terror man...
You see ya. Chip Chapman, we have him coming up soon on the arrest of the terror suspect. He escaped from Wandsworth Prison and he's been apprehended. It's all coming up in GB News. We've got our first guest. Here it is. Police have escaped of arrested prisoner Daniel Khalif. Beg your pardon, we're getting the article in the right place. This story is just happening. Joining me now for the latest is GB News home security editor Mark White. Are you there, Mark? It's Chip Chapman. We have Chip Chapman, army for the army angle, former head of counterterrorism.
Wow. Chip now, Chapman's a great name, can I just say?
Isn't it fantastic? I wish I'd written that name, Chip Chapman. But, I mean, he just was all of a fluster, wasn't he? I mean, army police arrest officer Chip Chapman, Chip wow. Chapman.
Terrorman. Terrorman was my favourite.
Terrorman was my favourite.
Sorry, Terror Hawk. What was he talking about? I read about this. That's the first time I've heard the audio from it, but I had read about it because what you haven't got there is apparently he swore as well.
Yes, I did hear him when he says, "Oh, it's all gone wrong." I think there might have been a mumble under his breath, but I'm not sure.
Did I miss it?
You might have. It was close to the beginning where it all starts to unravel.
Right, let's just have a listen, see if we can hear the swear.
But first, it's the news headlines. No, it's not. We're going straight to me. This is breaking news. It's fast happening. Because as we just said, the terror man... it's all gone wrong.
There you go.
There it was. There it was. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that was the breaking news bulletin I got. And I've got no idea what's going on. Police arrest officer Chip Chapman. I've got no idea.
Is Chip Chapman just somebody who's made up? He's just desperately trying to come up with a name. I mean, honestly, I don't watch GB News. I won't have it on in my house because that's the sort of level of bollocks. That bloke's a former member of parliament for the Brexit party or something. They're not. I was listening to something the other day, and because you know the Ofcom have lots of rules, and you're not supposed to have certainly sitting members of parliament presenting news programmes. And GB News will argue that the programmes they have where sitting MPs are presenting aren't news programmes. And I heard someone say the other day, I mean, you know, they're not officially a news channel. They're called GB fucking News. It's in the title, for God's sake.
Closing the name.
You know, Jacob Rees-Mogg, doesn't he do a nightly show? Imagine how awful that must be. Christ. I mean, imagine an evening watching GB News, Jacob Rees-Mogg followed by Dan Wooden. I mean, that's enough to want you poke your eyes out and chop your ears off. Jesus. Oh, maybe that's why he went back to prison. Maybe that's why he gave up. He's seen a bit of GB News. He thought, I'm better off inside.
I do think, though, if you're issued a life sentence in prison, then, and you know, no chance of, I don't know, this is probably an Americanism, but no chance of parole and all that, then surely your only goal in life becomes, how do I escape? It's a proper real-life escape room.
It is, but the thing is, he's not... Am I right in saying he's not... He's awaiting trial?
Well, he's just fucked it for himself, if that's the case. But am I right? If you go to prison and they say you are in here for the rest of your life, then it has just become an escape game to you. Because what they're going to do if you get caught? Send you down for two life sentences? Go on, then.
Yeah, I suppose it's a way to pass the time, isn't it? Try and work out the best way of doing it. But kitchen lorry seems quite route one, doesn't it, really?
It worked.
Just before I move on, just talking of newsreaders making errors.
Did
you hear Mark Austin on Sky News this week? And I felt a bit sorry for him here. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago you talked about calling a teacher mummy?
Yes, that was humiliating, yeah.
Well, Mark Austin had a sort of similar moment on Sky News this week.
Danny Shaw, who joins us now. Good evening, Daddy. Danny...
I mean, you got to feel for him, really, haven't you?
I mean, you can chalk that up as a simple misspeak, but to call another man daddy, I mean, that's an awkward one.
It's just a little misspeak, but you can imagine as that came out of his mouth, he's thinking, oh, Christ, that's going to be all over YouTube, over Twitter. It's going to be across all the news things that I called somebody daddy.
Oh, I mean, I don't know where the official line is that you should stop even calling your own father daddy, but there is definitely a line in there somewhere.
Yes, I think it's interesting, isn't it, when the mummy and daddy, right, so there is a time when that has to stop. But amongst certain classes, like the upper class, they will still say mummy and daddy, won't they? You know, the sort of posher people tend to keep that moniker, whereas I think the working classes, or the oiks, I think we get...
We probably get to, I reckon,
11, 12 at the latest. You stop that and it's just mum and dad. You stop the mummy and daddy thing. It feels babyish.
Yeah. And then at a certain point, it does become a little bit associated with porn. Which makes it even more weird.
I was looking up prison escapes, and I've come across a few that I just think are absolutely fantastic. None of these particularly successful, but as you say, if you're in prison, you just got to find ways of trying to escape. Here are some thoughts.
Go ahead.
Two men in New Zealand tried to break their friend out of prison with one wearing a Snoopy costume. Now, at what point do you think you're going to be allowed into the prison wearing a Snoopy costume?
I'm assuming there's got to be some sort of reasoning to this.
Well, it doesn't say. Turns out they went to the wrong fucking prison. So, I mean, they're not.
Oh, for God's sake. Was the plan to swap the costume with the inmate so he could walk out as obviously the guy who came in as Snoopy? Mm. And then when they realise someone's in here who shouldn't be, they'll have to let him out too. Was that the plan?
Maybe that was the plan. Maybe you could go in. Do you remember, like, was it Toad of Toad Hall? Because he escapes as a washerwoman, doesn't he? But I think he gets the jailer's daughter to bring him a costume or something. So that's
spoiler alert. Out.
It's wind in the fucking willows, mate. Come on. Fucking years old. There were two inmates in Brazil who tried to escape. I think this could possibly have worked, but they didn't really see it through properly because they thought they could get into the bags of rubbish and be thrown out. The problem is they didn't stay still in the bag. So the prison guards saw one of the bags shaking. I mean, you've got to learn to be still. If that's the way you're going to get out, stay still.
Yeah, although that would be extremely claustrophobic, wouldn't it?
I think you've got to realise you're claustrophobic if that's going to be your plan.
Yeah, I think you would have said, no, Ben, I'm not doing that. If I'd said, hey, Trev, shall you and me escape? Because I am the most fidgety man that you
And also, we're two very tall men. We would need at least wheelie bin bags. We are not fitting into normal black bin bags.
No, we'd end up suffocating. Is what would happen.
Well, no, we wouldn't fit in. our limbs would be poking out. That wouldn't work for us. Now, this one I think is more bad luck than bad judgment. So this was a man who did get out of prison. He managed to escape. And while he was on the run, he saw a log cabin. And I think he thought, maybe I could knock there, get maybe some food or drink, maybe get some shelter for the night, you know. So he knocked on the door. Guess who opened the door?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is the police.
Well, it was a security guard from the prison from which
for
he
fuck's
just
sake. Jesus so, Christ.
Yeah, he was rearrested straight away. That one, I think, is slightly more, as I say, bad luck than judgment. But this one, so this was a man, he'd escaped from prison in Tennessee. He'd been on the run for a little while. He was then spotted on a farm. So the police started to congregate around the farm. So he knew that he was in trouble. So he thought, I need to get away. But he jumped on a tractor. The slowest vehicle you could probably use as a getaway vehicle.
A tractor?
Yes.
Was a steamroller not available? I mean,
well, he's on a farm. He's on a farm. So I suppose there's not many vehicles available. But you're not going to get away.
You'd be faster on foot.
Well, exactly. You're not going to get away in a tractor. So he was arrested and sent back to prison.
My God.
This is my favourite one, though. A prisoner by the name of George Billy Hunt. This was in Australia. And he tried to escape prison after dressing up as a skinned kangaroo.
Right.
He was captured after some guards mistook him for a real kangaroo, which they were planning to kill and eat. I mean, that's unlucky, isn't it? If you think, because presumably he's got, the way I'm seeing this is that he's actually got into the, I mean, when you say dressing up as a skinned kangaroo, is he got some sort of outfit in? Because in my mind, he's got in the body of a kangaroo.
It's, I mean, what a Billy Hunt. We'll be right back. Trev, you know one of my recent passions on this podcast has been playing with the AI.
I know, you've become quite obsessed with the AI. I think you're going to be one of these people that will start using AI to take over the world.
I hope so. That sounds great. Because it will. We'll all be dead to the machine lords anytime soon, I think.
The sooner the better.
I have pushed it to the limit this week.
Right.
I thought, for fun, I would try and generate a Trev and Ben podcast link. Completely AI.
Is this why you asked me for a voice sample?
Yes, it is.
So you phoned me up and you said, can you record for me about a minute and a half of just you rambling? And I said, yes, of course I can do that. So is this why you wanted it?
Yeah, I thought basically I could take the lazy way out and maybe generate some content for the podcast that would involve not much effort from me and you. It turns out, though, it's probably been the most effort I've put into this podcast in months.
Right.
So I've sampled my voice. I've sampled your voice. I've got a completely AI scripted what ChatGPT or whatever it's called thinks is a typical link from our show. I had to sort of explain to it what our show was. It seemed confusing.
Well, hang on. I seem to remember that ChatGPT once called us a popular podcast? Surely it would know.
it's long forgotten. What it is. So I've made a completely AI-generated Trev and Ben podcast link.
Oh, I don't think I'd like this, Ben. I don't want to hear my voice say things I've not said.
It's a bit freaky. And now, I don't want to preempt anything, but I think when you listen to it, you sound a lot better than I do. I mean, I don't mean like just the way your voice is delivered. I sound quite aggressive and camp quite a lot of the time.
Well, that is how you sound, yeah.
Oh, maybe it's bang on then. That's fine. So would you like to hear a completely 100% AI-generated version of our podcast?
I don't know if I do, but we will hear it. We will hear it. Now, let me just ask you to start with what did you give it any directions about a topic?
I explained to it that we're very laid back. We try and talk about some of the week's news, things that have happened in our lives, in a very lighthearted manner. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We right. try and be funny. Doesn't really work all the time, yeah. but we try.
Yeah, we try.
This is what it came up with.
Hey there, lovely listeners. It's time for another episode of the Trev and Ben podcast. I'm Trev.
And I'm Ben. Thanks for tuning in, folks. You know, Trev, we've got a show packed with news and tales from our own lives today.
That's right, Ben. But first, let's talk about that viral video of a cat skateboarding down the street. I can't stop watching it.
Oh, Trev, you and your cat videos. I swear, you're one viral cat video away from becoming the internet's cat guru.
Hey, you can never have too many cat videos in your life.
All right, Trev, I won't judge. Speaking of cats, remember that time your cat stole your neighbour's socks?
Ah, yes. Whiskers had a secret sock-stealing operation going on. I had to return those socks with an apology note.
Your cat's a kleptomaniac, Trev.
Hey, Ben, let's not forget about your obsession with collecting antique teapots.
It's not an obsession, Trev. It's a refined appreciation for the finer things in life.
All right, I'll give you that. Now, on to the news. Did you hear about the town that started a Dress Like Your Pet Day?
I did, Trev. People were strutting around in matching outfits with their pets. It's a fashion statement for the ages.
Ben, I can totally see you and your dog Rufus in matching Hawaiian shirts.
You got me there, Trev. Rufus does love a good floral pattern.
Now, for some serious news, there's been talk about a new initiative to clean up plastic in the ocean.
That's amazing, Trev. The oceans need all the help they can get.
Absolutely, Ben. It's a reminder that we all need to do our part to protect the planet.
Couldn't agree more, Trev. And hey, speaking of cleaning up messes... Remember that time you tried to fix your leaky tap and ended up flooding your bathroom?
Let's not dwell on that, Ben. Let's just say I'm not a DIY plumbing expert.
It was like a scene from a slapstick comedy.
Well, at least it gave us a good laugh. Hey, folks, before we wrap up today's episode, I've got a fantastic TV recommendation for you. If you haven't already, check out Stranger Things on Netflix. It's a nostalgic trip back to the 80s with supernatural thrills and a group of kids you'll absolutely fall in love with.
Oh, absolutely, Trev. Stranger Things is a must-watch. Now, for my film recommendation, I'd say go watch The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson. It's a visually stunning and quirky comedy with an ensemble cast that'll have you in stitches.
Great choices, Ben. Stranger Things for TV and The Grand Budapest Hotel for film. Our listeners are in for a treat.
That's right, Trev. And that's what we're all about here at the Trev and Ben podcast. Laughter, fun, and a bit of news to brighten your day. Thanks for joining us, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share our podcast if you enjoy it. Until next time, keep smiling, stay curious, and take care.
Jesus Christ.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
It was like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, or whatever it's called, on GB News.
It made GB News sound legit. Fuck
wow.
Me.
I mean, I don't like hearing my voice. It's not far off, but there are some quite bizarre moments where the intonation goes a bit bizarre. Very odd. I don't like it, Ben.
I know. And it varied from topic to topic.
Quite a fast moving. I mean, people might be thinking, God, I wish they moved that quickly in the normal podcast. If we could have it all done in about 3.5 minutes rather than 45 minutes of just rambling bullshit.
I did quite like my closing line of, I can't remember what it was, stay smiling, stay curious, and what that was quite cool. I like that.
Well, that might be something we can adopt if we can remember what it was. But I mean, it's quite animal heavy. There's a lot of talk of cats and dogs.
Yes, and looking after the ocean, and my dog Rufus. Who the fuck's Rufus?
Rufus. I mean, he clawed that out from nowhere. And you're right. I mean, there was a serious aspect to it. Maybe we need to do more serious topics. Maybe we should talk about plastics in the ocean on a more regular basis. Because it was very much more of a magazine-style program than this podcast is generally.
Did you catch the very strange noise I made?
You made some odd... You said cat very bizarrely. It's like cut. Lots of cuts going on. So cat was very odd. But I don't know about the noise. Was there a noise?
Oh, I think I might have sent you an audio file of the noise isolated. Oh, so
Ben's strange noise. That'll be it.
That's the one.
Oh, yes. No, what was that? I did notice that. What the fuck was that? I thought you turned into Tommy Cooper doing a magic trick. What was that?
I don't know.
Is that supposed to be a word? What? I'd like to know what you sent it in its sample that made it come up with that.
I think the AI malfunctioned. But it sounds like I'm sneezing or something. It's awful.
Because it was weird. It sort of came from nowhere as well. It was sort of apropos of nothing. Just this bizarre.
And then there was the moment where I suddenly went strangely Yorkshire.
I did notice you go quite northern at one point. Yeah.
Remember that time you tried to fix your leaky tap and ended up flooding your bathroom?
Yeah, you went very northern then.
I didn't know I could do a northern accent. The AI's got me down. But, I mean, I do rest easy a little bit thinking that if that's the best AI has got so far...
Yes.
I think we're safe for a few years yet.
I think so. I mean, the other thing I think it failed to do was it didn't have much of a natural conversational feel about it.
I am, though, oddly impressed at how I, with very little skill, knowledge, ability, have been able to put that together. It's frightening.
It is frightening. So, I mean, now we know that this is possible. Anybody could now start putting up fake Trev and Ben podcasts and have us saying all kinds of terrible things. Before you know it, we could be on GB News. No, Ben, before we wrap up this week, do you fancy a quiz?
Oh, I always love our quizzes, Triv.
We haven't done a quiz for a while. Well, Steve, regular listener Steve. Hello, Steve. Thank you for sending us this. He says, hello, Trev and Ben. I always enjoy it when you do a quiz. Try this one. And he sent me a link to a quiz. I'll tell you the headline for this quiz.
Go on.
Only people with high IQs are smart enough to answer these trick questions.
So we're fucked.
Well, let's see, shall we? We should get AI onto this. We'd probably do all right. The AI versions of us have probably got high IQs.
Yeah.
Right, are you ready? We'll start with question number one. We'll start with number one, which I think is, I'm just looking at it now, and I think this is quite easy. I think I've got it already. What starts with E and ends with E, but only has one letter in it?
Ooh, envelope.
So I think envelope. I think this, that's got to be the answer, isn't it?
Well, you try and quiz a postie on that. I mean, come on.
Correct. It's an envelope. We're off to a start here. We're off to a good start. Right,
swish.
Two.
Back of the net. I've gone fully Alan Partridge now.
Noises again. What can be broken but never held?
Yeah, I have an answer for that.
I promise.
Silence.
Oh, silence. Oh, see, I thought promise, because you can break a promise.
Oh, that's interesting, because you could hold your silence, I suppose.
Yes, but could you hold a promise?
No, I like your answer better. Let's go with promise.
Promise, okay. Correct. Promise.
Well played, Trevor Smith. Right.
Okay, next one. Which word in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly.
We're 3 for 3 here.
I know. It proves how high our IQ is. It's incredible.
Pair of geniuses.
I'm going to put it in. I've got to make sure I don't spell it incorrectly.
The irony of that.
Right, it's correct.
Well played.
Right, question number four. Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not. What am I?
The word ton.
The word ton. Yes.
Forwards like you're heavy, T-O-N.
Yes. Backwards I'm not.
Backwards I'm not, N-O-T.
Yes. Oh, look at us. We're flying. Flying.
Cooking on gas, mate.
Okay. Number five. What's full of holes but can still hold liquid?
Interesting. I don't know.
What's full of holes but could still hold liquid?
Oh, Trev, we're on such a roll here. Are we going to tap out on this one?
What holds liquid? Mug, cup, glass.
The first place my mind went to was a fishing net. Like, oh, it's full of holes.
Oh, I was thinking like maybe golf course holes.
Oh, that's a nice thought. But still holds liquid.
Yes, a golf course. You can't really.
Well, if it rains on a golf course, there will be holes full of liquid.
Yes.
I'm probably being a bit pedantic, but.
Oh, no, I know.
Look at this.
If she really finished the dish, right? Could it be a sponge?
Oh, that's not a bad guess. Let's go with that.
There's lots of holes. Like, they're holes filled.
Porous.
They're holy. But they still hold liquid, don't they?
I like it. Let's go with sponge.
Sponge. I'm putting it in. I'm locking it in, Ben. Correct.
Well played.
Come on. Right. Oh, we're doing well here, Ben. Right, number six. If I drink, I die. If I eat, I'm fine. What am I?
You know, this is like, we've got a streak going now, Trip.
I know.
We can't fuck this up.
They're getting harder though, aren't they?
If I drink, I'm fine.
No, if you drink, you die. If I eat, I'm fine.
A fire?
A fire. Or if you feed a fire, do you mean? But
if the fire drinks, it will die because it's water extinguishing it. If it eats oxygen, it will be fine. Am I reaching here? That doesn't sound. I'm not convinced by my own answer here.
No, I mean, I'm not convinced, but I'm not sure what else I have. I'm trying to think, like what else would die if it drinks?
Well, they're often conceptual, aren't they, rather than literal.
Yeah. I mean, we're not, like, the answer's not an alcoholic. So, I don't. Fire seems as good an answer as we're going to get, unless you can think of anything else.
Well, I know we've got another 9 of these, I think we need to move on.
Right, I'm putting fire in. Correct!
Oh, get in!
Oh, come on, Ben. Right, here we go. Number 7.
This is the best we've ever done on one of these quizzes. Oh,
before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Obvious. Mount Everest. Well played.
It was still there. We just haven't discovered it. Just move on. Correct. Number 8. If 2's company and 3's a crowd, what do 4 and 5 make?
9.
9.
Is it right?
It's got to be. Yes. Come on.
We are embarrassing this IQ test.
Today we've embarrassed AI and IQ. Come on. All the letters. Bring them on. Number 9. What has one eye but can't see anything at all? No, you see, my answer's not going to be the answer,
it.
Is it?
Stop it. Behave yourself.
Okay.
Young people might listen to this podcast. Behave yourself.
Yeah. What? I mean, that's not going to be the answer, is it?
What has an eye but what? Can't see what, anything.
What has one eye but can't see anything at all? Oh, I know. A needle.
Eye of a needle. I thought eye of a storm.
Oh, it could be a storm.
I prefer needle because it's more of a physical thing than a storm is.
I mean, my other answer is a physical thing.
Stop it. But honestly,
I'm nearly 46. It's pathetic, isn't it? It's pathetic. Just grow up.
Right.
Just having a little chat to myself here, Ben.
We'll go with the eye of a needle.
I should use AI to give myself a good talking to.
Yes.
Could you arrange that for next week? Could you arrange for Trev to give Trev a damn good talking to?
Yes. And you need
by this time next week, I will be 46.
You need to be careful with needles because they might give you a little prick. Thank you.
What are we going with? Storm or needle?
I mean, you were dancing around the joke. I just fucking hit it on the head, didn't I? Right. We're going with
hit
needle.
It on the head, mate. That's...
Fuck's sake, worst, needle, final answer, Taron. Go for it.
One of the worst things you can do. No, I'm putting needle in. I'm locking it in. Correct!
Well done.
Right, number 10. We're nearly at the end. Oh, God.
This has become such a vanity project for us. We're just answering relatively easy quiz questions and slapping ourselves on the back.
I know. What is always coming... No, that's you. That's not me. That's you. What is always coming, but never arrives?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow was the answer I was thinking. But then tomorrow
it's not a
never,
bad answer.
Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never arrives, I suppose. But it's always tomorrow is always coming.
I mean, it is, regardless of whether the quiz says we're correct, that is a correct answer.
I'm locking it in tomorrow. Correct!
Oh, we are right. Killing this!
Right, number 11. What gets bigger and bigger? Stop it.
It's you that's done this. Infected my mind with this childishness.
What gets bigger and bigger the more you take away from it? A hole.
Oh, very good answer, Trev.
It's got to be a hole.
Love it. Perfect.
Correct.
Lock it in.
Oh, come on. Right. Question number 12.
Fire.
How many 6-inch by 6-inch...
Are you making Stop these it. Up now? This is Stop ridiculous.
It. How many 6-inch by 6-inch books can you put in a 2-foot by 2-foot container so that it's not empty anymore? What the hell is this?
None. The answer is none.
What do you mean none?
No, hang on a minute. What?
How many 6-inch by 6-inch books can you put in a 2-foot by 2-foot container so it's not empty anymore?
None. No, hang on
none.
A minute.
Why
right,
none?
Forget, honestly, trust me on this. Forget all the measurements. They're all red herrings.
Okay.
The final bit is important so that it's not empty
not
anymore.
Empty anymore.
That's the linguistic trick right there. So that it's not empty anymore.
One.
Yes,
because
if you put one in, it's not empty anymore.
I'm putting it in. correct.
Yes! I told you not to listen to the first bit. It was all bollocks to throw you off.
Right, okay. Question number 13. Oh, blimey. On which side of a chicken is there more feathers?
Is that the end of the question?
That's it. On which side of a chicken is there more feathers? What does it mean?
What answer does it want?
What does
Hang
it
on
mean?
A minute. Are you sure you're reading that right?
Yes!
I mean, will it accept the answer neither?
I don't think that's going to be the answer, is it? Sure.
Well, how could you possibly know? It can't be uniform, it's
gotta
be, surely.
There's got to be these are trick questions, remember. There's got to be something that we're not seeing in the question. It's got to be something about the word side there, hasn't there?
On which side? There are nothing spelled funny there. No. You're seeing this, I can't see this. So I'll blame you on this one if we fuck this up.
No, it's there. As I'm reading it, on which side of a chicken is there more feathers? Well, how many sides has a chicken got?
Well, I don't consider myself as having sides, really. Do you?
No. So there we go. The word side must be important in this question. Oh, Ben, we're going to fall here, aren't we? We're going to fall
here.
We are
definitely going to fuck this up, and we've done so well.
I know. On which... Should we come back to that? Should
okay.
We have a bit more... Right.
Are we allowed to bypass it?
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Okay, number 14. What goes up and down but still remains in the same place?
Lots of things, I imagine.
What goes up and down, but still remains in the same place?
A temperature?
Temperature's quite a good thought. I mean, a lift. It's not in the same place, is it? I mean, it is within the confines of a shaft, but it's still moving, isn't it?
When did this quiz get this smutty?
A staircase goes up and down, but it's always in the same place.
Love it. Lock it in.
I'll put it in. Oh, it's wrong.
What?
It's wrong.
You've broken the streak.
It's gone.
What's the answer?
I don't know. We need to try again. I'm going to put in a lift. No, that's not right. And what was the other one? You said temperature.
I said temperature. If that's right, I'll throttle you.
Temperature. It's temperature.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ on a bike. Right. Number 15.
Sure.
Number 15. Oh, what a ridiculous question this is. And how long is the answer to this question? ... is all it says. What?
Is there a question mark?
No, it's just got three dots. And how long is the answer to this question?
I don't know. Is the answer... well, this is the problem. You've got to type in an answer, which I probably can't vocalise the right word that it wants.
But okay, what are you trying to vocalise? What feeling are you trying to vocalise?
The point that if it never put a question mark after the end of the sentence, is it a question at all?
No, it's not a question.
Now, sum that up in one word.
And how long is the answer to this question? Because it's sort of moving on. It's like the end. There's more to come.
The gist of my answer is, well, never. Because you never asked a question because there wasn't a question mark.
Right.
It was a preamble that just finished.
Not a question. What if I put that in?
Well, that almost certainly won't work.
No, it doesn't work. You're right. And how long is the answer to this question? And how long is the answer to this question? What? Oh, I don't know. Let's go back to the other one. What was the other one? The chicken one. On which side of a chicken is there more feathers?
My answer is neither, but...
I'm going to put it in. No, that's not right. Well, we've got to wrap this up because this is just going on and on and on. So okay. We've basically fallen at the last couple of hurdles here. People might be shouting the answers. But
we've done very well, though. I'm proud of our effort there.
I'm looking up the answers. Right, which side of the chicken has the most feathers? Fucking hell. You're going to fucking kick yourself. The outside.
Oh, that feels like a cheap victory for the quiz.
Right. And the last one, I'm going to look this up. Oh, I feel so bad looking up the answers. Because you know when I know the answer, it's going to piss me off.
For most things piss you off, Trevor. It's all right.
Oh, it really does piss me off as well.
Can you give me a hint?
It's staring you right in the fucking face. Maybe if I read the question in a certain way, okay?
Go on, try me.
And how long is the answer to this question?
How long?
How long?
Fuck me. Now, shipping you 70 about. Well, there we are. That's it for another Trev and Ben podcast. Before we go, we finish with some recommendations. I'm going to recommend a couple of films I've watched on Netflix this week. One's called Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. And it's a comedy. It stars the guy who, I think he's in Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I can't think of his name right now.
Try me, I might know.
Jeff Garlin.
Oh, yes.
So he's in it. He plays Handsome, the detective. I don't know if he directs it. He might have directed it as well. It's only about an hour and 20 minutes. I'll be honest, it's not the funniest thing you're ever going to see. But let's face it, there's a lot of shit on telly. And if you're just if you're looking for something that's an hour and 20, where you don't have to think too much, there's some nice little bits of comedy in it. There's something there for you.
Lovely.
But the main thing I'm going to recommend is a film called Last Night in Soho, which is on Netflix at the moment. And I loved it, right? So it's the story of a fashion student who dreams herself into the 1960s, where she meets a singer, but, well, basically everything's not quite as it seems, and her life begins to fall apart. That's all I'm going to say. It's down as a horror movie and a thriller. I'd say less horror, more thriller. But it's the best film I've seen in a very long time. And I've kind of got to that point where I need something a bit different to really interest me film-wise these days. I'm the grumpy man in me now. I've watched films, I think, no, I've sort of seen this before. Oh, Christ, it's another detective. I watched another film this week that... Can we have that cautionary... What do we call it? Cautionary Corner?
Yes.
There's another film on Netflix. I think it's called All the Little Things. Oh, God. it's got a decent cast in it. Rami Malek is in it.
Yes, right. Yeah.
I think it's Denzel. I think Denzel Washington's in it. Oh Christ! And then, spoiler alert: if you're going to watch it, turn off now because I'm going to spoil it.
There you go.
Okay. There's no fucking ending. There's no resolution to the fucking thing. You don't really know who's done it. Oh, Christ. So there's my cautionary corner. Avoid that. But Last Night in Soho, fantastic.
Excellent stuff. I've got a couple of recommendations myself. Again, on Netflix. Sorry, this is a very Netflix-heavy recommendation session. But Tom Segura, stand-up comedy on Netflix. Two stand-up specials that I've seen this week, which were really, really funny. Bull Hog and Sledgehammer, both by Tom Segura. He's got a third one out there as well, which I'm going to watch very soon. And also, I feel I should recommend The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is directed by Wes Anderson.
Or Wes Anderson, as I think you called him in the AI. Very hard on the S.
Yeah, and it's got an ensemble cast, which will leave you in stitches. So
yes, I mean, I think you were just reading the Wikipedia entry. Well, there we are. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget you can get in touch with us anytime. We're at Trev and Ben on X, formerly known as Twitter. There we go.
Twitter.
And we'll catch you again next week. Till then, stay safe, stay well. Stay curious. What was the other thing?
I don't remember.
Stay alert. Stay alive. Jesus Christ. See you next week.
Bye.